No.
So when the Japanese surrender, you know, the man of the American man, Andy McCarthy, arrived.
Yeah.
You know, General, who?
MacArthur?
Yeah. Yeah, he is man of letter. And over there, they saw many Vietnamese. So, some American lieutenant colonel persuaded them to go to the U.S. That's why Jack Owen, as well as Mr. Nguyen, agreed to be sponsored by the American colonel to go to the U.S. So, he got evacuated to the U.S. to get his education in the U.S. That's why he was sent to the U.S. to get education at Harvard. And the other one, very good, Dr. Nguyen, excellent about plastic surgery.
Okay. And the other person who stayed behind was the chief negotiator for the Paris talks, Lam Dan Lam, Gaddafi, who was ambassador to Paris talks, who had the mistress, very famous mistress in France. Kim
Dan Lam.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stayed back in France.
Right.
Yeah, but he did not return.
But do you think he was
He went up with the revolution, no.
Okay, because he had a very famous mistress, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Whose name is Kim, C-U-O-N-G.
Kim Kuhn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned. Yeah.
But he died with it.
Oh, he did die? Yeah.
Yeah. And his wife now married the, or sleep together with her sister, the tribal.
I read in the, security newspaper or the
dirt. You can talk to Fung about that.
I can.
Oh, sure. Fung replaced Mr. Dan Lam.
Oh, good.
But the agreement was fine. The Fung was supposed to negotiate with the North Vietnamese about, about setting up the coalition government.
He sent me an email today telling me hello to you, but you know, sends his very close fond regards. I read in the newspaper, I didn't read it, I have a student who translated it. She told me there was a movie called Espionage, a movie made by Ho Chi Minh Film called Espionage in South Vietnam, The Silent War. Did you ever hear of that?
Maybe you made a book about it.
Okay.
Maybe by the security of those people.
Yeah, Nguyen Cai Duc produced it. Nguyen Cai Duc, Espionage in South Vietnam, The Silent War, produced by Ho Chi Minh Film Company in the year 2000. A movie.
I really read it, but all in a fiction.
That's a good point on that.
Memoir are not reliable. Because they are hearsay and they have no way to rely on memory. I thought they forgot about it. Come ask me. Please tell him about what happened that period. I had to tell him what happened.
Okay, I think
they don't rely on memory, on their own memory, because they had no document.
I don't want your wife to get angry at me, so I stop. Okay, I know you're tired.
So I showed you the other day there. It was in number 19.
Yeah.
You notice two men form, but they met them that time. They started today to discuss in the future.
One thing.
I was one of them here. Hard and not here to make good sentences. But that is the sole main point. It's mentioned in that book that I read you.
I read
that. And one analysis about the formation of the PRG. Did you read that one?
Yes.
Why the American agreed to be Americanized in the 1970s.
Right.
And that's why I want to, I still haven't been able to find, I need to get a copy of the Asia Development 1970 study that you showed me that predicted the end of the war, how the war would end and when it would end. The Asia Development.
Yeah. That's what I showed you.
I know. Yeah. Right, but I need to, I can't find a copy of it, so I want to take some notes on it, but
yeah,
some, on that.
Clearly written.
Yeah. Okay.
But the Vietnamese didn't know about that, you know. Many Vietnamese, that's why when I read to them, I discussed with them, I refused to reveal what I read. But to discuss with them, to suggest the idea with them.
Can I borrow that for the night? Can I read it tonight and give it back to you tomorrow or the next day? The Asia Development Study, or not? Or can I read it here, maybe, one day? I can come here and read it. Sit here and take notes, okay.
Yeah. It's very long.
I know.
So
I would just like to...
Economic law.
I'd like you to just take a look at it. One of the things I would like to do... Today we're done. I want you to relax now and save your strength. But... I want to ask you if it's okay if I can... come and look at your college yearbook. I want to look at the Orange Coast Community College, the yearbook. If I could see the Alcatraz postcard, the postcard that Lee Major sent you for Alcatraz, and anything else from that period. If I could just, no talk, just sit, write notes. And then if I could look in your library and write down some of the inscriptions, for example, Neil Sheehan or others. Is that, you know, anyone else? Because part of what... Because what I want to relay, what I want to write how much you mean to people, you know, like the way what Jerry Hickey said, you know? That's an important story, you know, also, if you could ever find a copy in the next day or two, we looked last time, but I would like to see the Indochina Geographic Handbook. Remember?
Yeah.
If you can find it.
Right here, but I don't know the place.
Yeah.
Right here.
Well, maybe I can come tomorrow or the next day and look, you know, I do it. You tell me.
And by the book given to me by Leon,
Macbashi. You have that here?
I have it here.
See, I wrote...
See,
those are the things...
If
I could see those things... I have already written about 30 pages written about your time in California. Beautiful time, one of your favorite times. I have a lot of stuff.
The
top
with
Bruce. I will. Bruce.
To see the zoo.
Yeah.
Tells me about the owner of Irvine, not Irvine, Irvine. He's the rich man who owned that one. He went there for the camp, one day camp. He had a beautiful place.
This is what Bruce told me. Larry, when you come back from seeing on, we will get together. But I want to tell you that my parents loved on. They would pick him up. He came to my house and he cooked Vietnamese food. He was very good. Is that, you remember this?
Oh, yeah, his father, his mother too. And his young sister, Barbara.
He also told Barbara, he also told me he wants me to meet, Bruce told me, he wants me to meet another man who knows you, who is the former California State Senator who now lives in Sacramento, Johnson. Senator Johnson knew you from Orange Coast Community College. He became a very famous California State Senator. Well, and so Bruce wants me to go see Johnson. I will, you know.
Bruce, he knows everything. He's very good.
He also told me he knew the lady in charge of foreign students at Duke University when your son went to college. Bruce told me. Right. And, yeah, he told me he lives on Balboa Island now. Yes. Yes, and he also has a home. So Bruce is going to look up the Martins for me. So I stay here only, I'm only in Saigon for 4 days, you know? But then I come back in October with Khan. I come back in October with Khan, Le Khan, Mr. Khan.
Khan.
And Jim Reckner, you know? I want to show you something. Give you my my card in Vietnamese. Two cards. One. And two cards, and the back is Vietnamese. Mr. Khan had them made up for me.
Yeah, that's good. You can have those.
They're for you. And okay, so I call you tomorrow to see how you feel. If you feel okay, if I can come over and look at the books and the pictures and take pictures and just take notes and then read the 1970 study.
Yeah, the VDA.
And do you have that other, the other book? Other counterinsurgency one. I can't find it, but if I could just look at it and make a note. And I'll sign this for you. This book, George Ball.
Yeah.
Townsend Hoops gave me very good recommendation. This is about the decision to Americanize the war. And you know who read this book and wrote me a long comment? Tran Van Trapp? He came to the United States in 1986 or 87 to Columbia University, and he asked me for a copy of the book. In Vietnamese, he had translated. He doesn't speak. He did not speak. He's dead now, right? Yeah. So he wrote me a long letter in Vietnamese that I got translated, giving me critique. He thought it was very good on the Americanization, but some of what I had to say about the early part of Vietnam was not right, but I think he was still tied to his ideology too much. Did you know him?
I don't know him well.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the country well. So I have no contact with them. But it is you.
Now you have all three of my books. Oh, my honor. Well, thank you.